Good morning.
Good morning.
We are extremely pleased that you are still on board. You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
Has it evolved at all since our last conversation?
Yes.
So you found contrast even in this environment?
Yes.
How odd. You're ready to go? You want us to warm you up, or you are already warmed up? Oh. All right, we're going to give you a crash course in deliberate creation. You are source energy in physical bodies who have come forth into this physical time-space reality with the express intent of creating your own reality. You understood from your non-physical platform that you are the center of the universe, and that when you conjure a thought based upon what is surrounding you, based upon what you are remembering, based upon what you are imagining, when you offer a thought, it offers a vibration which law of attraction responds to, and things begin to actualize around you. You understood as you made the decision to come forth into this physical body that all things that you give your attention to are up for grabs in terms of your physical manifestation. You, however, understood that you have enormous leeway because you knew when you came into this physical body the enormous nature of the physical platform of worthiness that represents you. You know that you are source energy and that you're extending as that source energy consciousness into this physical time-space reality. You did not come forth to fix something that was broken, to save a world that doesn't need to be saved. You came forth because you are a creator and you saw this as an environment of satisfying creation. You knew that there would be the perfect amount of vibrational balance. You knew that there would be the perfect amount of balance in terms of what is desired and what is believed. You knew that it was the perfect platform where you could find a stable place. You knew you would learn a certain amount of stability from those who surrounded you on the day that you were born, and you understood that then you would springboard from that platform of somewhat understanding the environment in which you were born, knowing that the strongest environment that comes forth from within you, the stronger platform that is really you, the total you, would be the source energy you. In other words, you knew that while you may come forth into an environment where others who had learned to feel insecure might look at you and use you as their basis to push against, you knew that there may be those around you who would not be nurturing in terms of understanding who you were. You knew that you might be surrounded at times, you might even be outnumbered at times by those who have forgotten who they are. But you knew that you had a guidance within you that would help you, if you would listen to it, to come steadily and constantly to that theme of who you are, that vibrational theme of well-being and stability and vitality and eagerness for life. You knew that from time to time you would bump into those that could give you a tune-up, that would help you tune back in to who you are, to help you get tuned in, tapped in, turned on to the vibration of that which is you. You knew that when you slumber that you would tune back into that frequency. You knew that any time you quieted your mind you would tune back into that frequency. You knew that you would be surrounded by the beasts of your planet who are predominantly tuned into that frequency of well-being. You knew that the stability of this planet was secure, and you knew that the well-being of that which is you is secure, and it was your full anticipation to come forth, collect data, get ideas of what you preferred, turn your undivided attention to your new preferences, and to create the reality that is pleasing to you. And you knew that all others who surround you would have the ability to do the same thing. And so here you are. It's not your first day of physical experience. You've been banging around here for a while, but you are remembering you are among the unique humans, rare really, in this time-space reality, who are consciously, deliberately tuning into the vibration of your core. And when you deliberately tune into the vibration of your core, you not only tune in to the vibration of that which you were before you made the decision to be born into this physical time-space reality, you tune into the expanded you, the expanded non-physical you that is expanded still further as a result of the contrast that you have lived here in this time-space reality. So when we talk about you catching up with you, when we talk about you beginning to see the world through the eyes of Source, when we talk about you really allowing yourself to be who you are and living as you intended as you came forth, What we really mean is that you have found ways to tune out the thoughts that are resistant in nature and tune into the thoughts that are vibrational matches to who you really are. These are complicated times. You are surrounded by so many others who have so many different agendas, and almost everybody you know wishes you were different in some way. And if you let their wish for you to be different become your guiding light, you will go out of your mind. And that stubbornness that you sometimes feel when people try to boss you around or when they try to influence you from their point of view, when you begin to feel that resentment rise up within you, all that means is you know that you have guidance that is coming forth from within, and you want to follow your own guidance rather than try to walk to the beat of all of those drummers that are beating around you, each of them with a different cadence, each of them with a different intention, and none of them able to tune into the frequency that is purely who you are. You have guidance coming forth from within you, and it is our desire that you become the selfish being that you were born to be. People sometimes don't like hearing that because they think that if you were really benevolent, if you were really the kind, generous person that you are supposed to be, that you would put everyone else's interests ahead of yours, and that you would just meekly merge into their patterns of what they want. And we say, compromise and compliance and agreement and cooperation are all wonderful attributes. We know you want to get along with one another. But never let what someone else desires about you to supersede that signal that is coming forth from within you. And the only way that you'll know what that signal is and that you'll have ready access to it is to tune into it as often as you can. We would encourage you to take time in every day. 15 minutes is enough. More is not really of any greater benefit. Where you deliberately focus upon something that causes a quieting of your mind until you feel that physical swooning and detachment that is the indicator that you have focused in a way that has released resistant thoughts from your vibrational platform. And when you release resistant thoughts from your vibrational platform, your vibration raises naturally, tunes right back into the frequency that is truly who you are. And once you tune into that frequency, deliberately, once you make it your intent each day to tune into it through meditation, through appreciation, through making lists of positive aspects, through looking for reasons to feel good, for playing the steady game of wouldn't it be nice if, or isn't it nice that, or isn't that a beautiful thing, or aren't I the one that is luckiest of all? When you are looking for reasons to feel your appreciation for where you stand, you'll begin in that moment to see your world through the eyes of Source. You've tuned back into that frequency, and then any vibrational variance sticks out like a sore thumb. Sticks out like an ornery mood, sticks out like an irritation, sticks out like a feeling of frustration, sticks out like a feeling of anger. When you are tuned into who you really are, in the slightest deviation, you feel it. But then, friends, it's your job to do something about coming back into frequency. It's not whoever irritated you's job to do something less irritating. They can't do something less irritating. In many cases, they were born to irritate you. It's what they do best. It's how they get their kicks. They are part of the diversity. Not one of you said, I want to go forth into a feathered nest, so clean it all up, so I will like it very much when I get there. Every one of you said, I have the ability to focus. I have the ability to put my thoughts where they feel best. And so that's really what the art of allowing is about, isn't it? It's about learning to navigate your ship in these sometimes rough waters in order to keep yourself steady on your own course of living happily ever after. And of course, that is the true nature of you. It is our promise to you that you are eternally living happily ever after. It's just that sometimes you take a little uncomfortable detour. And we would like those detours to become less and less. We want you to begin to see your world, your life, your reason, your value, your moment-to-moment experiences, your conversations with friends, the things that you ponder, the things that you are molding into shape. We want you to see your creative world through the eyes of Source, because Source creates through your creative world. In other words, it's not two separate creative platforms. Source isn't creating, and then you're off here making your own little sandcastle apart from all of it. You are the creative leading edge mechanism of Source, you see. And so an experience like this can tune you up mightily, but it's your job to consistently reach for things that feel good, to keep yourself tuned in. You feel warmed up now?
Yes.
Now what? Some things.